Relaxa.
Lord, we just pray that you'll help us now as we turn to the Word of God.
主啊，我们先祷告呢。当我们翻开神的话的时候呢，您帮助我们。
We thank you that you are that you have promised to be with us.
所以我们感谢您呢，您应许了会与我们同在。
We thank you that you have sent the Holy Spirit to teach us.
我们也感谢您呢，就是差那圣灵来教导我们。
And so we just pray that you will be with us now as we consider these truths together.
所以我们现在就祷告，当我们来学习这样的真理一起的时候呢，您会与我们同在。
We've had a good conference, Lord. We thank you for that. We pray that you will continue to bless the word as it was preached over this last weekend.
现在我们有一个很好的这样的特会，我们感谢您，所以我们也祷告，就是当这个接下来一个星期的时候呢，我们继续呢学习您的话。
And so we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
现在我们向上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're going to start today.With a couple of Sharon's questions.
所以今天我们要开始呢，就是从那个 Sharon 的几个问题开始。
Questions are good, and sometimes answers are difficult.
所以呢，问题是好的，有时候呢，答案呢比较难了。
So we're just praying that the Lord is going to help us and teach us.
所以我们就祷告呢，神呢会帮助我们，教导我们。
So, Sharon.I think your first question was, how many sons did Jesse have?
所以呢，我认为那个Sharon 的第一个问题是呢，就是耶西有几个儿子。
And to the best of my knowledge, Sharon, we have not answered that question yet. Is that right?
所以呢，据他所知呢，现在还没有回答那个问题，是不是？
All right, so Sharon, why don't you ask the question again?
那 Sharon, 你为什么不把这个问题再问一遍呢？
Nora answered me at the conference meeting downstairs, he told me.
So you're saying Norma answered you? Okay.
We talked about it.I didn't say my answer was right. We just talked about it.
All right. Did the others hear the question and the answer?
对，其他人有没有听到那个问题和答案呢？
So, Roy, do you remember the question?
I have no idea. Sorry about that.那个问题再重复一遍吧，先生。
就是那个，就是大卫在那个撒母耳下上的时候，撒母耳去告大卫的时候，说他是那个耶西的那个第八个儿子。然后在Second Chronicle 的那个第二章还是第三章的时候，他说那个大卫是他的第七个儿子。所以我就说为什么是就是这个问题。
Yeah, so actually the question is in the first Samuel, when they ask Jesse, Jesse said David is his eighth son, but in the second Chronicles, that is the seventh son.
All right. So actually I believe in second Chronicles,The names of all seven sons are mentioned. Is that right? In First Chronicles or Second Chronicles?
She says the Second Chronicle. 想着是不是在那个里面，所有的那些儿子的名字都提到了呢？你知道章节吗，先生？是哪一个？
All right, so see if we can find the precise verse there.
看你们的找到那个 特别的经文在那里。
I think it's First Chronicles, Roy.
Yeah, 他认为是在跟你历代之上，之上还是下？
上的二章，历代之上的二章十三节，二章十四十五节，是十五节，第十五节，六子阿先，七子大卫。
Yeah, he said it's First Chronicles chapter 2, verse 15.
Verse 15, all right. So, let's go to First Chronicles. I'm going to get everyone to turn to First Chronicles, and we're going to try to study to determine the answer to the question.
大家都可以翻到那历代之上，历代之上第二章，第十五节，我们来看看呢，这个问题啊，它的问题到底是什么。
So, in 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 13 reads like this. And Jesse begat Eliab, his firstborn, Abinadab the second, Shimea the third, Nathaniel the fourth, Redai the fifth, Ozem the sixth, David the seventh. Now the sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail and so on.
这里面讲到的呢，就是历代之上第二章的第十三节说，耶西生长子以利亚，次子亚米拿达，三子智米亚，第四节四子拿单叶，五子拉代，第十五节六子阿先，七子大卫，第十六节说他们的姐妹是基路亚和亚比该，基路亚的儿子是亚比。
All right, so now 1 Samuel chapter 16.
You need that just Samuel, just on the 16th chapter.
And verse number, I'm not sure which verse it is.
Verse 10.
Verse 10?
Yeah. Verse 10.
Okay. It says, Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel, and Samuel said, the Lord has not chosen these. So they found that there was an eighth son whose name was David.
撒母耳记上第十六章第十节说，耶西叫他七个儿子都从撒母耳面前经过，撒母耳说这都不是耶和华拣选的，然后他也第八个儿子。
So the question is, which is right? Was David the seventh son or was David the eighth son?
现在问题是呢，哪一个是正确呢？大卫王他是第七个儿子还是第八个儿子？
And I am not sure of a definitive answer here, but one answer that I found goes like this.
他呢不是很确定到底这个确定的答案的真的是什么，但是他发现一个答案是这样的。
Sometime after David was anointed king in 1 Samuel chapter 16, one of his brothers may have died or may even have been killed in war.
所以呢，他说呢，其中在撒母耳记上记，上里面十六章里面呢，在大卫的其中的一个哥哥可能已经死了，或者说在战争中死了。
So that would say that at the time of David's anointing, there were eight sons, but one of them died, so that at the time the chronicles were considered in 1 Chronicles chapter 2, there were only seven sons alive, seven sons who continued. One son could have died after the enumeration in 1 Samuel chapter 16.
那这个里面呢，其实呢，在大卫王被膏之前呢，其实呢，他是前面有七个哥哥，七个哥哥呢，就是说呢，在这个受膏的这个仪式之前呢，其实七个哥哥在他 最后在历代志下的记载的时候呢，他已经往下走了，往下走呢，在那个时代呢，可能呢其中一个死了，还有6个人还活着，所以他是第七。
So in our grandmother's family, there were, as I recall, seven children.
所以在他的奶奶家里呢，他如果记得呢，有7个孩子。
But one of them, an eighth child, died in infancy.
但是呢，其中呢，他的一个孩子第8个呢，在婴儿的时候就死了。
She had a name, everybody knew her. But she died before she reached a senior age, probably died in the age of one or two.
现在他有一个名字，每个人都记得他，但是呢，他却没有长大，他有可能在一岁2岁的时候就已经死了。
So the question then, how many children do you have often depends on who's alive and who is not.
现在你如果有多少个孩子呢？通常呢是取决于有几个活着，有几个死了。
So Sharon, that's one possible answer. We don't know. I don't know all the answers. That's one possible answer for the difference.
所以呢，这个他跟先生说，这是其中的一个可能的答案。他并不知道所有的答案，但这是其中一个有可能的答案。
All right, any further questions on that?
你在这个上面有没有更进一步的问题呢？
But Sharon's second question is a somewhat similar question.
所以呢，先生的第二个问题呢，也是一个类似的问题。
And that is both Matthew and Luke, sorry, Mark and Luke tell us that there were 11 disciples at the in the upper room when the Lord Jesus appeared to them. At the end of the resurrection day.
所以这个里面呢，其实那马可呢和那个路加呢，其实他们都记载着当时在上房的时候呢，主耶稣基督向他们显现的时候呢，是在他那个复活以后快要结束的那个时候。
But John says that Thomas was not there.
但是约翰却说呢，在多马不在那里。
And Thomas was one of the disciples. So why would Mark and Luke say that there were 11 there when John basically says Thomas wasn't there? There would only be 10 there.
所以呢，其实呢，为什么那么说？如果多马不在那里，那个约翰使徒不在那，为什么那个路加和马可呢都要说那11个门徒都在那里呢？
So Sharon, is that the question?
这是不是那个你的问题？
All right. So what is the answer?
所以答案是什么呢？
And I am not really sure.
So 我也不是很确定，
But I think this could be part of the answer.
但我认为这可能是一部分的答案。
You'll remember in the book of the Acts. That another was added to the list of the disciples in Acts chapter 1.
所以你们大家记得，在《使徒行传》第一章里，那有一个人呢被加到了门徒里头去了。
And so verse 26 says of Acts chapter 1, they cast lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles.
所以呢，然后呢，他们那个时候呢，抓阄呢，然后呢，抓到那个马蒂尔斯，所以他就是第12个门徒了。
So, if you said to the Jewish people, how many disciples are there, after this occasion, they would have said, there are 11, and one of them is Matthias.
那个时候呢，如果当时呢，你问那里的那些犹太人，你说那有多少个门徒在里？他们说有11个，然后其中一个叫 Matthias。
Now that is not actually correct. I didn't state it properly. They would say there are 12 apostles. Matthias is one and the 11 are the others.
那他说，那刚才他说错了，实际上那是12个门徒，12个门徒那不是11个门徒，他们12个门徒，马蒂亚斯加上11个，所以。
But, one of the qualifications for the choosing of Matthias was that he had been with the disciples before, really verse 21. Therefore, of these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us.
那第21节实际上说的马提亚子被那个拣选呢，是因为主耶稣基督在他们中间的始终出入的时候，他们都在那里。
So Matthias was numbered with and as a disciple after Acts chapter 1, and therefore he was with the disciples in the stories that were told by Mark and by Luke.
所以那个马提亚呢，是在那个《使徒行传》的第一章里面呢，被选为那个是门徒的呢，但是在那个路加和马可里所提到的的时候呢，其实呢，他是一直和门徒们在一起。
So John, when he writes his epistle, his gospel, looking back on this, could easily say there were 11 there, Matthias and the 10 others.
因为这个里面呢，其实将呢，他往回看的时候呢，对他那是很容易说，应该是11个门徒在那里，然后呢，马提亚还有另外的10个。
But Thomas was not there. That's why there weren't 12.
所以呢，都满了不在那里，这就是为什么他们是12个门徒。
So Sharon, that's a slightly different way of counting, and Mark and Luke may have counted one way, and John the different way, but they're both accurate.
所以呢，这个他跟现在说这是一个不同的计数的方式。那么说呢，马可和路加呢，可能跟约翰他们计数的不一样，但是他们都是对的。
All right, so Sharon, that doesn't completely satisfy you. What's missing?
所以呢，他
我
虽然这
觉得
个
哈，我
是完
有一
全
点
满
意
意的，这里
思。我
面。
觉得就是耶稣是在第三天复活的晚上向11个门徒显现，那会儿还没有马蒂亚呢。然后那个马蒂亚是
他刚
圣
才
灵
解
降临
释
之前
说，
的时候，就是
不是，
他你们那个耶稣已经升天。你看耶，就是属于在一章的那个。后边就是正说话的时候，第九章正说话的时候，他就被取升天了。是升天之后，然后他们才致谦，要求去再补一个门徒的。所以我觉得当时的时候应该是不含着马蒂的，这是我的想法，对吧？
是刚才呢，Harold 已经给你解释了。他说呢，其实《使徒行传》第一章已经讲了，第一章讲了呢，就是说是那个马提亚是在《使徒行传》那个第一章最后拣选成为门徒的，就是他拣选成为门徒以后呢，他以前第21节告诉我们，这些人马提亚一直是跟那些门徒们在一起，所以呢，就是说他没有被拣选作为门徒的时候，他已经是跟那11个门徒经常在一起。所以主耶稣基督跟他显现的时候呢，他一个情况呢，就是说是，他是门徒，就是说那个时候他往回看，看他，因为他是后拣选，但是那个时候他已经是门徒了。所以那个约翰说的是12个，所以路加和那个马可他们讲的11个，他们讲11个没算马提亚，约翰讲12个呢就算了马提亚。I just summarize what you said to her because
Good.
she looks like she was confused with
I
all
think she probably still is.
that.
对呀，就是算上马提亚十二个，我知道，如果不算马提亚是11个的话，那就是路加跟马可的时候是不算马提亚11个，对不对？那11个当中就是含着托马斯了。
11个都包含那个了，11个包含马提亚了，没有，那汤姆斯要来的就是12个呀。
他说是约翰往回看的时候说，约翰说是11个，那等
约
于是
翰
马
是十
约翰。
二个，你看那
约
个就
翰说是
是。
12个，对，约翰说是马提亚算在里头，那等于
对
路加
啊。
跟马当时也就是写的时候，等于也他们也把马提亚算在里头了，这个意
约
思。
翰福音里讲的12个，你
哦，
来
我
讲。
知道约翰12个，我知道是含着马提亚，那么路加跟马可说的11个是含不含着马提亚呢？
这杭州马蹄啊，他们当某没来呀，不就是清楚了吗？
那要这么解释
这
吧。
个清楚了吧？
嗯，要这么解释那
缺
就。
一个嘛，同样都是12个，但是路加跟马可说的时候缺一个，多马没来嘛。算上马蹄啊，他们有11个嘛。你的问题是，如果是只有11个，那就。他们讲
OK，
的都是十二个，只有11个门徒在那里，多马没来，加多马都是12个，就那个11个里算的是马提亚，没有算多马。你看，你
Just remember now
这个。
that John was writing many years after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
你要记住一点，那就是约翰福音呢是在。主耶稣基督复活以后的很多很多年以后才写。
And for many years, the for those many years, Matthias would have been numbered with the disciples. It would have been a very common thing for Matthias to be included in the list of the disciples.
那其实，在后面呢，对大家来说呢，其实是个很普遍的，把马提亚呢。包括在那12个门徒中间。
It's surprising a little to us. But it wouldn't have been surprising to John's readers.
现在对我们来说可能有点感到惊奇，但是对约翰的读约翰福音读者来说，当时他们并不感到惊奇。
So, a summary would be like this. The Bible is full of an immense number of details.
所以呢，这个总结就是那个圣经里呢，其实呢，它是包括了大量的那样的数字。
Some of them are very obvious to us. Some of them are confusing because we don't know all the details and all the information surrounding them.
因为有些那些数字对我们来说是很明显的，但是呢，有些呢可能我们感觉到有点乱。比如说，我们感觉乱的原因是因为我们没有所有的周围的数据和所有的当时的那个背景数据在那里。
So don't be distressed if you find something that appears to be a problem. If you analyze it, you'll usually find that there is an explanation.
所以呢，你不要自己呢感到沮丧，就是说你发现有时候有问题的时候呢，其实如果你去仔细分析一下呢，它呢有那样的答案，有那样的分析存在在那里，为什么是那样？
Remember that the Lord Jesus Christ had full confidence in the Old Testament.
那就是呢，你没记住我们的主耶稣基督，他在那个。旧约里面有整个的对他的那种信心。
He was not concerned as to whether David was the seventh or eighth son. He knew the answer.
现在他并不关心呢，大卫王在那个旧约里是第七个还是第八个儿子，他知道的。
So with us, regarding how many disciples were at the supper on the evening of the resurrection, he knows the answer. We surmise it might have been this, it could have been something else. The Lord says it's accurate.
所以呢，其实那主呢，在那个最后主复活的时候，那个上房里的那个晚餐里面呢，就是说呢，到底有几个呢？就是他知道答案，我们不一定知道答案，但是主耶稣知道到底有几个门徒在那里。
All right, well, that's maybe sufficient on those details. Again, thank you for questions.
今天这就是也可能做了一些足够的说明，这是你提的问题。
I want you to keep bringing the questions. They are helpful. Excuse me. They're helpful for us all.
因为我要大家呢一直来提问题，因为这样呢对我们大家呢都会有帮助。
All right, now back to 1 Thessalonians.
所以我们回到呢帖撒罗尼迦前书。
And we've been studying this little book, noting in particular that Paul truly loved the Thessalonian Christians.
所以我们在学习这些文章的时候呢，我们知道呢，使徒保罗他是真的爱帖撒罗尼迦人。
And again, we get glimpses of the great character of these men. Paul describes his character, in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, and also here in Philippians, in order that we might learn about the character of the man of God.
这个里面呢确实呢对使徒保罗这个人他的那个品格呢有一点点了解。我们其实在那个更林多前书后书里面也知道呢使徒保罗的品格。但是呢从这里呢我们知道这个属神的一个伟大的人的他的品格。
So, the Lord loves us truly. We know that Paul loved the Thessalonians in an equallyloving manner. I shouldn't say equally, but in a very good, loving manner.
这个里面呢就是主爱我们我们都知道但是呢使徒保罗爱帖撒罗尼迦人呢他说他不应该说是有同等的爱但是呢就是说是类似的相当的就是那个形式上类似的爱。
And now Paul is going to change his theme a little, and he's going to be talking to them in chapter 4.About their responsibility for character.
其实现在呢，使徒保罗要把这个主题呢稍微的改一下，在那个第四章里呢，他呢要讲到他们应该有的那样的人格。
So in verse 1, he says, "Finally, then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more."Just as you received from us how you ought to walk and to please God.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第一节说呢，此外弟兄们，我们靠着主耶稣求你们，劝你们，你们既然从我们领受了，知道该怎样行可以讨神的喜悦，就要照你们现在所行的更加勉励。
So you notice the words in the middle of that verse says, you should abound.More and more.
现在你看看经文里面呢有一个就是说是就是你们应该呢更加的去勉励。
God's plan for his people is that they continue to mature and that they grow and grow and keep on growing and growing and maturing in the things of God.
所以神的对他的子民的那个计划呢是他们要不断的成长不断的成长然后呢成长在神的自己里面不断的成长。
Now, our world looks forward to retirement.
所以呢我们的世界呢我们都盼望着退休。
But in the work of God, the great servants of God, we don't read of them retiring.Retirement is not a big word in the Bible.
实际上呢在那个属神的人里面那些伟大的属神人在圣经里面呢我们并没有读到退休所以在圣经里面呢退休并不是一个圣经里的字。
Rather than retire, Paul says to the Thessalonians, I want you to abound in your work for God more and more.
所以呢就是说不是谈到退休那个时候保罗说呢我们要说你们在现在里面呢你们要更多的去
When did Moses retire?
那摩西是什么时候退休的？
Well, he didn't retire.
他并没有退休。
He died when he was 120, but he died, if you like, in full harness, fully working for the Lord.
所以呢，就是他在120岁的时候死了。那么其实他死的时候呢，他是在全职的、完完全全的去服侍主。
David didn't retire.
大卫王呢也没有退休。
He became very old and weak in body in his old age, but he didn't retire.
所以他在他最后的那个年老的时候呢，他变得非常老，非常的虚弱，但是他并没有退休。
And we've been studying about the life of David on Sunday nights, and we've noted that instead of saying, well, Absalom wants to be king, I'm getting to be old now, I think I will abdicate in favor of Absalom. He could have said that.
其实那个里面呢，就是我们在星期天的晚上的那个教会查经里面呢，一直在学那个大卫王的那个事。大王的故事呢，其实当时呢，他的儿子亚撒龙呢想做王，想做王呢，这个时候呢，大卫王他完全可以说上位给他，然后让他来做王，但是大卫王却没有这么做。
But the man of God keeps on serving God.
所以那是神的人呢，一直呢，殷勤的服侍神。
So we don't read that Paul retired, or Peter retired, or John the Apostle retired.
所以我们并没有读到呢，保罗退休了，那么呢，彼得退休了，还有这个使徒约翰退休了。
And it's true, when you get older, it's more awkward, it's difficult to do things you used to do, but you keep on serving God.
现在呢，这个就是说呢，当你年纪大的时候呢，很明显的就是说呢，很多事情呢，你不是很那个顺心的去做了，但是呢，你要殷勤的服侍主。
So verse 2 says, For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus, and for this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality.
第二节第三节说，你们原晓得我们凭主耶稣基传给你们什么命令，神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫邪。
Two very important things in the life of the Christian. Number one, that he keep going in service for God more and more.
所以呢，这个呢，对于守神的人呢，最重要的事情呢，他要不断的更多的去服侍主。
And number two, that he abstain from sexual immorality, because that is a terribly common, serious problem and could disqualify him.
那第二个呢，他就远避淫行。这个呢，因为就是一个非常普遍的一个事情呢，可以呢，让他呢，就是说，失去是不是神的资格。
And even those who profess salvation are tempted in this area.
就算呢，对我们来说呢，就是救恩呢，也是在这一个范围区域里呢，受到诱惑。
So verse 4 says, each of us should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and in honor, not in passion of lust like the Gentiles.Who do not know God.
所以刚才我犯错了，他是说是一种潜在的对我们的诱惑，更正一下。第四节说，那要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵持守自己的性命。
We live in an age where the standards around us, the moral standards around us are getting to be very, very low.
因为呢，这个我们生活在一个年代呢，就是说呢，我们周围的这样道德的那个标准呢，变得越来越低。
God's standards have not changed.
所以神的标准呢，还没有改。
They remain very high.
他呢仍然是非常的高。
And even if the Gentiles reject the standards of God, God's standards are still very high.
就是外邦人呢，他呢，拒绝了神的那个标准，那么神的标准呢，仍然是非常高的。
You'll remember what Billy Graham said regarding America.
所以你们大家也记得那个葛培理怎么样说美国的。
He noted that even in his day, the standards of morality were declining terribly in his day.
他呢就是意识到在他的那个年代呢，其实那个道德的观念呢，已经开始呢变得越来越低。
And so his phrase went like this. He said, if God does not judge America for its sins, he will have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah for judging them for their sins.
所以这个呢，他的说法是这样的，如果神不按照美国人的罪去审判美国的话呢，那么他呢就必须向他因为索多玛和俄摩拉的罪审判他们而道歉。
There are organizations that call themselves churches today.
其实现在有些组织呢，它自称为是教会的。
And they say, you don't have to live a sexually moral life. You can come to our church and we will receive you even if your life is an immoral life.
现在他说你不必非要活出一个道德的这样的人生。如果呢你牵扯到一些道德不道德的东西，或者说是淫乱的东西，你来到我们教会，我们会接受你的。
But that is not the teaching of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
但这并不是那个在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章所教导的。
So verse 6 says, no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this manner, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified.
这个里面的第六节就说，不要一个人在任何事上越份欺诈他的弟兄，因为这一切的事主必报应，正如我们预先警告过你们，也向你们证明了的。
So that verse says that God does not take sexual immorality lightly.
所以呢，这一节经文呢说呢，神呢他并不喜欢那种淫乱的那样的观。
It says that God will avenge all who behave immorally.
所以呢，这里说的主必报应那些呢就是淫乱的人。
And when one gets to be as old as me, having watched life for many years, I can see many instances where some disregarded this and ended up with great sorrow, great problems. Don't play games with God in this area.
现在如果你像我这个年龄活得这么大，我在我的人生其实看到了很多这样的例子，他们那些人呢是因为去忽略不顾，就是违反这样的规定的话呢，在他们的最终呢就是人生造成了极大的苦难和痛苦，所以呢不要去跟神在这个范围内去玩游戏。
Verse 7 Paul says God did not call us to uncleanness, but he called us in holiness.
第七节说呢，神召我们本不是要我们沾染污秽，而是要我们成为圣洁。
So there is a sense in which holiness begins in this area of morality.
所以呢，其实这里从某种意义上来说呢，他们呢在这个这个就是说的污秽的这些方面呢，我们更要成为圣洁。
He says in verse 8, therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit.
一般就是所以藐视不是藐视人，而是藐视那将他的圣灵给我们的神。
So there's all kinds of circumstantial argument that could be raised on this. God's standard is very simple. The Christian man must live a holy life. The Christian woman must live a holy life.
在这个里面呢，其实呢，在我们这种环境中呢，有很多东西出现在这里。但神的标准呢，他就是说呢，作为基督徒呢，他必须过一个圣洁的、纯洁的人生。
Now, God is certainly willing to forgive those who did not live a holy life and then turn to Him in salvation.
所以呢，神呢，他就是因在他的良善里面，他确实他会去。就是宽恕那些就是说那以前没有过过圣洁的生活，但是现在却接受他救恩的人。
And so Paul says to the Corinthians, such were some of you used to be living that kind of a life, but you trusted the Lord as Savior, and that type of sin has been completely put aside.
因为使徒保罗其实跟哥林多人讲过说，说你们从前呢，你们也是过着这样的一个淫乱的，就是生活。但是呢，因为现在你们却信了主，信了主以后呢，你们过去所犯下的罪行呢，全都放在一边去了。
Now, verse 9, he talks about brotherly love, the extreme opposite of what we were talking about.
所以呢，这个里面的第九节呢，开始谈到了弟兄之间的爱。这个呢，其实我们刚才谈到的呢，完全是在另一个边上。
Now, one of the outstanding things about the Thessalonians is that they really did practice brotherly love.
现在其实一件非常杰出的事情，在那个提斯诺家弟兄之间呢，他们弟兄之间真的在互相的在爱。
So he says, but concerning brotherly love, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves are taught of God, taught by God to love one another.
也就是说，论到弟兄之爱，不用我写信给你们，因为你们自己蒙了神的教训，让你们彼此相爱。
And so in verse 10, he goes on and says, and indeed, you do so toward all the brethren who are in all Macedonia.
第10节说呢，你们向马其顿全地的众弟兄固然是这样行。
And so, the outstanding thing about the Thessalonians is that they did love one another.
所以这个非常杰出的事情呢，就是说呢，在那个就是提多人家的弟兄呢，他们真的互相相爱。
You'll remember that they had the problem that they were afflicted by the persecution of those they lived amongst.
你也知道呢，他们当时呢，他们有困难。其实呢，困难的时候呢，他们在那个因为受到了那样的迫害，他们在那里呢受到了很极大的痛。
And there's a sense in which, because of that persecution and affliction, they tended to love one another more. They were bound together by the pressures of evil against them.
在这个里面呢，其实呢，从某种意义上来说呢，因为他们受迫害和他们的苦难呢，所以他们紧紧的连在一起，互相爱。所以呢，他们因为这样的就是邪恶的外在的压力呢，反而让他们更加的绑在一起了。
They didn't know much about what we might call the independent Christian life.
因为他们可能对我们说，我们所称之为的独立的基督徒人生没有什么理解。
And so instead of rebuking them on this instance, Paul encourages them and applauds them and says, "You have done a good thing."
因为这个呢，使徒保罗并没有在这个地方呢去挑剔他们，反而就是去鼓励他们，鼓励他们说呢，我要为你们所做的这样的好事呢，奖励嘉奖你们，并且为你们鼓掌。
But you note at the end of verse 10, the repetition of the phrase more and more.
今天你也知道，在那个第十节的后半部分呢，这样的要更加的劝勉励呢，这个又开始呢重复了。
The Christian life is one of continual growth. We don't stop growing, we grow more and more.
基督徒的人生呢，是一个一直不断成长的过程。我们不会就说停止成长，我们会不断的更多的成长。
Here again now, in verse 10, it's more and more in love.
你再次呢，在第十节里是呢，我们要更加勉励，更加爱。
But in our earlier verse, it was more and more in service, was it not?
因为在我们前面的那个时候呢，要更加的去服侍，是不是呢？
I'm just trying to find that verse again. My eyes haven't picked it up. You'll help me. Where do we get that phrase again, more and more? It's in verse 1.
所以在第一节里，我们在哪里知道人要更加勉励？
And so it says, verse 1, you should abound more and more, just as you ought, for that you should abound more and more in what?
因为在第一节里讲的就是你们要更加更多的勉励。
More and more, it's really more and more in keeping the commandments that the Lord gave them through Paul, as we find it in verse 2.
所以呢，其实呢，这就是更加的不断的呢，就是说去守住那个就是主耶稣基督传给就是。保罗通过主耶稣通过保罗传给他们的命令。
So, to be more and more like Paul, to be more and more in obedience to the Lord, to be more and more in love, that's what the Christian is to be doing.
现在我们要越来越像那个保罗，要越来越去就是像去顺服，像他那顺服主，要越来越互相爱，这就是我们。
So here's the question that could be put to each of us.
这里呢有个问题呢，可能是可以提供在座的每一个人。
Are you serving the Lord more? Are you loving His people more today than you did a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago?
所以呢，你是现在呢，就是说呢，你那个就是。不是主更多吗？那么现在你对主的子民呢，是比越来更加的爱吗？是比一年前还有或者五年前更加爱他们了吗
？Are you growing? Keep on growing.
如果你在成长的话呢，你就要保持不断的成长。
All right, now down to verse 11.
那我们来到第十一节。
And verse 11 says that you aspire to lead a quiet life.
那第十一节说要学会安静。
To mind your own business, to work with your own hands as we commanded you.
按自己的事儿，亲手做工，正如我们吩咐过你们的。
So, a Christian is characterized by these three wonderful things.
所以呢，基督徒呢有他们的人格呢有这样三件呢奇妙的事。
They lead a quiet life.
他们生活在一个安静的生活。
Number two, they care to their own business. They're not interfering with other people.
因为他们办自己的事情，他们不去干涉其他人的事。
And they are working with their own hands.
他们的亲手做工。
Now, we're going to see more in the life of the Thessalonians that they tended to say, We love the Lord. The world is a confusing place. So instead of working, we're just going to stop working. We will just be lazy from now on.
所以呢，这个里面呢，就是说呢，我们在了解提斯顿家基督徒的人士时，我们后来呢，会更加的发现，他们其实说呢，他们爱主，但是他们呢，却不爱这个世界，因此呢，他们要停止工作，他们开始变得懒惰起来了。
The Christian is not to be lazy.
所以基督徒呢，不应该懒惰。
He's got to keep on working.Working to make sure that he's got the food on the table.
继续的保持工作，要确保呢，他能够通过工作保证他的桌上有食物可吃。
Working to care enough for his own needs and the needs of those he loves.
所以呢，他要呢继续的工作，工作呢保证他自己的所需要的，还有那些他爱的人所需要的。
Working to care for others.
所以呢，也要为其他的人工作。
The Christian has got to keep on working.
基督徒呢必须呢保持工作。
Now our mother was a very good mother.And she taught us many things.
所以他们的母亲呢是一个非常好的母亲，她教会了他们很多事情。
And she often quoted scripture to us to encourage us.
她通常呢会引用经文呢来给我们来鼓励我们。
One of the verses from the Bible that our mother quoted to me.Very frequently was this.
这其中的一句经文呢，他的母亲经常呢将他提到的呢，就是这句经文。
Abraham got up early in the morning.
亚伯拉罕早早就起床了。
I thought there's lots of other verses in the Bible. Why don't you quote them?
我说呢，圣经里有很多的经文，为什么你要？
But she just kept on quoting it. Abraham got up early in the morning. We've got to get up early in the morning to get our work done for Abraham's God.
这个里面呢，就是呢，他不断的引用亚伯拉罕呢，在很早就起来了，所以呢，我们必须呢，也要在很早起来，去让我们的工作能够为亚伯拉罕的神完成。
All right, so, and verse 12 says that you may walk properly toward those who are outside and that you may lack nothing.
第十二节说，可以向外人行事端正，自己也就没有什么缺乏了。
The Christian does not go to the food bank.
基督徒并不会去食物银行。
The Christian works hard to provide for himself and to give to others who might go to the food bank.
所以呢，基督徒呢，辛勤的工作，辛勤工作满足他自己的需要，也给那些有可能要去食物银行领东西的人提供东西。
The Christian is not to be lazy. He must get his work done.
基督徒呢，不要懒惰，必须把自己的工作做好。
And now he's going to change his theme again.
现在呢他改变他的主题再次。
So he says in verse 13, I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope.
第三节说那他睡了不知道我怕你们忧伤像那些没有盼望的人一样。
The problem with the Christian life,is that, you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.
所以呢那个基督徒人生的那个问题是呢你信了主耶稣基督为你的救主。
You turn from your sin.
你呢转离了你的罪。
You diligently work to get your work done and to care for your needs and to propagate the gospel.
所以呢，你那个就是啊，辛勤工作去满足你的自己的那样的需要，然后呢，也就是说呢，去传福音。
And then you die.
然后你死了。
And some people say, well, that's not fair.
那不公平。
What happens after you die?
你死了后会发生什么？
And the answer to that question is so important that we decided we would have a conference on the theme, for this weekend.
所以呢，这样的答案呢是重要到如此的程度，所以我们决定呢，在过去的那个周末呢，我们要有这样一个复活节特会。
The theme is the wonderful theme of the resurrection, the rapture,the prophetic themes of Scripture.
是呢，就是说呢，就是这个主题呢，就是说是一个就是复活的主题，然后呢，就是说是一个教会被提的主题，然后是预言里提到的这样的事。
Why do we keep going?
为什么我们一直前行呢？
Well, not always because tomorrow is better than yesterday.
并不是说是那明天会比昨天更好。
Sometimes actually tomorrow is worse than yesterday.
因为有时候呢明天会比昨天更糟。
Why do we keep going?
为什么我们保持前行呢？
And so we were considering at 11:30 this morning that Moses kept going because he had respect to the reward that he was going to get.
所以我们今天早上是一点半提到的呢，摩西呢，他保持前行呢，是因为他盼望着他要得的赏赐。
And the Christian is going to get a great reward.
基督徒呢，最终呢会得到极大的赏赐。
And the proof of that is that he keeps going even when others would be discouraged and stop.
所以呢。就是答案呢，就是他保持前行，保持前行呢，就算其他的人呢灰心丧气，或者甚至停下来。
So what about that poor Christian brother or sister who died?
就那些可怜的那个基督徒弟兄姊妹死了以后怎么办呢？
What lies ahead for them?
就在他们前面呢摆着什么路呢？
And verse 14 says, For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus.
第十节说，我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那在耶稣里睡那的人，神也必将他们与耶稣一同带来。
Now I want you to note that in both verses, 13 and 14, we read the phrase, those who sleep in Jesus, those who have fallen asleep.
在这个里面我要提到一个在第十三节和第四节里面的那个词，那词呢一直在讲的词就是说那些睡了的，就是那些已经睡着了的。
It's a delightful expression in Scripture, in the New Testament,When Christians die, the phrase is, they haven't died, they have fallen asleep.
所以这是一个在那个新约里非常令人高兴的这样的一个描述。描述呢就是说呢当那些基督徒死了以后他们并没有死他们只是睡了。
And so you'll remember that the Lord Jesus said regarding, someone who had died,He said to the mourners, don't worry, yeah, she hasn't died, she's just fallen asleep.
你们大家都记得当主耶稣基督当他提到呢某一个人死了的时候呢他说你们不要担心他并没有死他只是睡了。
And those who didn't believe in Jesus all laughed.
就那些不相信主耶稣基督的人都笑了。
And then when the Lord Jesus raised her from the dead,They said, I guess Jesus was right. She was asleep.
因为然后主耶稣基督让他从死里复活的以后呢，他们说：“哦，耶稣是对的，他并没有死，他只是睡了。
Now that is all very reassuring for the Christian.
”就那个，所有这些都是对我们基督徒来说是有极度的凭据的。
When somebody dies who believes in the Lord Jesus from the perspective of those who are still alive, it's just as if they've gone to sleep.
就从某种意义上来说呢，那些信的主耶稣基督的那些基督徒们，他们死了以后呢，他们其实还没有死，他们只是说那睡了。
Now, our mother and father, died several years ago.
所以呢，他们的父母呢，很多年前就死了，
They were buried in a graveyard.
他们呢被埋在一个墓地。
The fact is that Norma and I really never go back to that graveyard.
事实上呢，诺曼跟他啊，那从来没有回到，再回去那个墓地。
Because our mother and father aren't there. Our mother and father are in heaven.
因为我们的父母呢，他们不在这里，他们不在那里，他们在天堂。
As far as we're concerned, it's just like they have fallen asleep.
也对我们来说呢，他们呢，只是睡了。
In the morning, they're going to wake up. We're going to be with them. It's going to be wonderful.
这天亮了，他们会醒，会醒了以后呢，我们会跟他们在一起，这个太奇妙了。
I think when I see her, I'll probably say to her, "Good morning, Mom."
所以呢，如果我看见他的话呢，我可能会说呢，妈妈，早上好。
She's been sleeping, and we're gonna be up together. We're looking forward to having a good day together.
因为他现在还在睡，我们呢。盼望着那一天去到天上和他们享受那些好的日子。
And that's the wonderful frequent reference of the Lord to those who've already died, Christians who've died, the references they have just fallen asleep.
这是一个经常的提到频率很高的一个说法，就是那些在主里死了的人呢，他们只是睡了。
Now let me remind you that apparent sleep is our perspective of the Christian who has died.
所以呢，我要提醒大家呢，就是说呢，这个就是说，是睡了，是我们基督徒的这样的一个观念去看他们。
It is not their perspective of what happened to them.
所以这个并不是他们的那个观念，对他们发生在他们身上的事。
Remember when a Christian dies, where Paul tells us, absent from the body, present with the Lord.
因为你们要记得那个使徒保罗提到的，当一个基督徒死了以后呢，他的那个从他的那个身体里出去，跟主在一起。
So from their perspective, they haven't gone to sleep, they've gone to be with Jesus.
所以呢，从他们的那个观点来看呢，他们还没有睡，他们已经去到和主耶稣在一起了。
But from our perspective, they're not with us, so it's just like they were asleep. We know we're going to see them again. We can't see them now. They're sleeping now. We'll see them later. That's our perspective. Their perspective is they are with Jesus.
就从我们的观点来看呢，我们看见呢，就是因为他们已经睡了，我们看不见他，我们看不见他呢，他们并没有死，他们只是睡了，睡了呢。从他们那些睡了的人的观点来看呢，他们并不是说是死了，他们是从身体离开身体去和主在一起了。
So again, in verse 15 and verse 13, we have the phrase fallen asleep in Jesus.
现在在第十三节、第十五节里呢，我们所有都有这样一个词，在主里睡了。
So verse 15 says, "For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep."
安第十五节说，我们现在照主的话告诉你们这事儿，我们这活着的还存留到主来的人，必不能在那已经睡了的人之间。
We get to go to heaven.
我们要去天堂。
The question is, whose bodies go to heaven first when Jesus comes?
现在问题是呢，当主耶稣基督来的时候，谁的身体先上去呢？
If we're alive when Jesus comes, will our bodies go first, or will the bodies of the Christians that we knew who died in Jesus, will their bodies go first?
所以主耶稣基督来的时候呢，如果我们还活着的时候，我们这些活着的人呢，是我们的身体先去跟主耶稣基督相会呢，还是那些已经在主耶稣基督死了的人，他们的身体先上去与主相会呢？
So now verse 16. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up.
这个第十六节第十七节啊，第十六，因为主必亲自带着一个呼叫的声音，带着天使长的声音，带着神的号从天降临。那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里。
So, on this wonderful resurrection day, or this day of the rapture, the Christians will rise, the dead will go first, and those of us who are alive will go next.
所以呢，在这个奇妙的这样的复活的日子里，或者说是在我们被提的日子里呢，那个死了的在基督里死的人首先得上去，然后我们这活着人也一同被提到去和基督同在。
So what happens on this wonderful day that we're hoping will come very soon?
所以呢，在那个我们希望很快就会来到的那一个奇妙的日子里，会发生什么呢？
Well, it says verse 16, the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout.
就这里说呢，主耶稣基督呢，亲自呢，带着一个声音从天上降临。
Now, I'm not sure precisely how that's going to work.
我不是很确定到底那个是怎么样去实行的。
But when I was a boy, we used to be playing outside very often in the yard or on the street or down the road, but we would be playing in the afternoon.
当我还是个小男孩的时候呢，我们通常呢在我的后院里，或者在街上，或者在外面，在那里玩耍。
And my mother would often come to the door, and she would shout, not always a loud shout, but she would simply call Harold.
因为我的妈妈呢会来到那个门口，门口呢她会大声喊叫，并不是说每次的声音都很大，她会说呢 Harold。
And whatever I was doing, I would stop and I would say, I've got to go home now. And I would run home to be where my mother wanted me to be, usually for supper.
对呢，不管当时我在做什么，我就必须放下我手上事情呢，跑向我的母亲，要母亲要我该去的地方。通常呢，我母亲呢叫我回去都是吃晚餐。
Now, she didn't usually have to shout terribly loudly.
并不一定会每次都要用极大的声音来喊叫。
Why?
为什么？
Well, because I knew her voice, that's why.
因为我熟悉她的声音，这就是为什么。
And the other children might not have heard her.
其他的孩子并不一定听得到她的声音。
And they might not have known what to do if they did hear her.
所以呢，他们真的听到了，他们也不一定知道他们该怎么做。
But when she shouted, I knew who it was, I knew what she wanted, and I used to come right away.
所以呢，当他叫的时候呢，我知道是什么，我知道呢，要发生什么，所以呢，我马上就过去了。
Now, John chapter 15 tells us, he says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
John 15, 15 says, that my sheep know my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
I don't know if you're but like me. I dream a lot. Do you dream a lot?
我经常做梦,你们大家经常做梦吗?
I dream a lot.
我经常做梦。
Sometimes in my dream, I can hear my mother call me.
有时候在我的梦里呢,我会听到我的母亲呼叫我。
And sometimes it's so real, I wake up and I say, wow, that was almost like my mother was calling me.
有时候呢,这个呼叫的声音呢,太真实了,我一下就醒了,我说,这个就像母亲叫我一样。
One day, we're not sure when, we hope it's soon, verse 16. One day, the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout.
有一天,我们不知道什么时候,但是很快就会来了,因为主必亲自带着一个呼叫声音从天而降。
And he's going to say, Harold.
他会说, Harold.
And I'm going to jump for joy, and I'm going to go up into the heaven to meet him.
我会跳起来,欢欣鼓舞,我就去到天堂和他在一起。
And the voice of the archangel is going to be there. And so the question is, why is the voice of the archangel going to be there?
现在问题是,为什么那个天使长的声音会在那里呢?
Who is the archangel?
谁是天使长?
Oh, probably Michael.
有可能是麦加。
And do you remember the story in the book of Daniel?
你们都记得在大以理书里的故事吗?
Well, in the book of Daniel, Daniel was praying. And the Lord said to one of his angels, you go and tell Daniel.
在大以理书里,大以理在祷告,主跟他其中的一个天使说呢,你去告诉大以理。
And the devil or one of his minions said, no. You can't go.
所以那个魔鬼呢,在那里呢,挡在他面前说,不,你不能去。
And so, here's Daniel praying, and the devil says, I'm going to stop the answer. And the angel is trying to get there, but the archangel comes along.
所以这个里面呢,大以理在这边祷告,然后呢,那个魔鬼说我要阻挡他这个听到的声音,然后一个天使来了,天使来了,那魔鬼挡住他,这里来一个天使长。
And the archangel says to the devil, no, you can't stop God's message. And the archangel removes the devil so that God's plan can carry on.
现在那个天使长跟那个魔鬼说不,你不能阻挡神的信息的传递,然后呢,那个天使长呢,就移开了那个魔鬼,然后呢,神的那个信息就传递过去了。So
what do you think the devil is going to think when Jesus calls you and me home?
现在你认为呢,当主耶稣基督呼叫你我回家的时候呢,魔鬼会怎么做呢?
Well, I think the devil is going to say, I'm so sorry, I'm not going to let him go.
所以呢,我认为,那魔鬼说,不好意思,我不会让他们走的。
And the voice of the archangel is going to be there to protect us from being hindered by the devil on that glorious day.
所以那个就是那个天使长的声音在那里呢，是为了保护我们，让那个魔鬼在那个荣耀的日子里不能阻挡我们去到天上。Jesus
will call us, and the archangel will say to the devil, "No, you cannot stop them."
所以主耶稣呢会呼叫我们，呼叫我们呢，然后那个天使长跟魔鬼说的不，你不能阻挡他们。
And that's pretty encouraging. What it basically says is, on that day, nothing can go wrong.
那这个对我们来说是非常受鼓舞的。在那一天呢，没有任何的事情会出错。
Nobody's going to run out of gas.
没有人。
There will be no barriers anywhere to the work that God has planned for us. The archangel and all the angelic hosts of heaven are going to be fighting against those who would stop, who would try to stop the chains from going up to heaven.
所以没有人呢，没有力气去做他该做的事情。所以呢，那个就是天使长呢，在那里，他会那个去阻挡那些魔鬼，是他阻挡我们的，让我们可以顺利的上去跟主在一起。
And the next thing that's going to happen at the same time, I guess, is the trumpet of God. Three things.The Lord's shout, the archangel's voice, and the trumpet of God. What's the trumpet of God imply?
那下一件呢，我就觉得应该是号角，神的号角。那么第一个呢是主呢呼叫我们，第二个呢是天使长的声音，那么第三个呢就是神的号角。那么神的号角在这里是干什么的呢？
Well, in the Old Testament, you'll read.That the trumpet of God was given to the people, and when they heard the trump, they were supposed to move.
那其实呢，你在旧约里听到的呢，就是当那个军队里那个号角一吹响的时候呢，他们呢应该是移动了。
In the wilderness, there would be a trumpet blown, and the congregation would start to follow the cloud.Heading toward their next destination, closer, closer, closer to the promised land.
其实呢，在那个就是在旷野里，当那个号角吹响的时候呢，那些那个就是会众应该起来跟着那个云柱火柱往前走，他们呢就是一步一步的接近应许之地。
And the trumpet of God is going to blow.And you and I are going to move, and we're going to be moving on to a new destination. We'll leave the earth, we'll be up to heaven, just like that. Marvelous. The trumpet of God says it's all over. The past location is gone. We've got a new location. We're going to heaven.
那个神的号角要吹响了，吹响你我听到的时候，我们开动了，我们动了，我们要去到一个新的地方，新的目的地，然后呢我们要离开这个地球，离开地球呢，然后说呢我们现在这个旧的地方呢，我们已经不再待在这里了，我们听到了神的号角以后呢，我们要去到一个新的地方，我们要去到天堂。
Verse 17 says thenWe who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them, that is, with the Christians who have already died, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord.
第十七节说，以后我们这活着的和存留的人，必和他们就是那些以前在主里死了的人，一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在了。
So we all get together, we all go up together, and we meet the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，我们呢所有的人都要一起，我们都要被一到空中，这个遇到我们的主耶稣。
And the question is, where do we go from there?
接下来的问题是，从那里我们要去到哪里呢？
And the answer is, it doesn't matter.
这答案是不重要。
Where we go from there is very simple. We go from there wherever the Lord goes from there.
所以我们从那里要去的地方都非常简单，主去哪里我们就去哪里。
We are his bride and we go with him.
我们是他的新娘，所以我们与他一同走。
If he goes here, we go there.
如果他们往那边走了，我们就往那边走。
If he goes somewhere else, we go somewhere else.
如果他去其他地方了，我们也去其他地方。
We will always be with him.The Lord, is that what it says?
在这里呢，我们要永远与主在一起，这是不是跟那里说的呢？
That's pretty good news, isn't it?
这是一个非常好的消息，是不是？
We get to always be with the Lord Jesus.
怎么样呢？永远与主耶稣同在。
Well, that's the way it's supposed to be right now in our Christian life.
这就是我们现在的，在我们基督的人生里应该有的。
John 15, we are to abide in him, and his words are to abide in us.
所以呢，这约翰福音第十五章就说，我们住在他里面，他的话是呢，他也要住在我们里面。
That's how the Christian life starts.
这就是怎么基督徒人生怎么样开始的。
And then at the rapture, we bodily get to be together with him bodily.
所以呢，在那个教会被提的时候呢，我们是那种也面对面的身体和他在一起。
And what happens after that?
那在这之后会发生什么呢？
Well, no big change. We're going to be with him forever.
因为没有任何的改变，我们会和他同在永远。
And wherever he goes, we go.
他去哪里，我们就去哪里。
And you can imagine, it's just like the little boy who gets up in the morning and he says, what are we going to do today, Dad?
现在你可以去想象一下，就像一个小孩儿，那早上起来以后呢，跟他爸爸说：“爸爸，今天我们要干什么？”
And then daddy says, "Well, we're going to do this or we're going to do that." And the little boy says, "Yippee! I'm going with my daddy today."
现在那个爸爸说呢：“我们今天会做这做那。”那个小男孩就说 ：“Yippee! 今天我们要跟那个爸爸在一起。”
And there's not going to be days in heaven as we know them.We're not going to get out of bed in the morning as we do here, but we're going to be with Jesus all day, every day.
所以呢，在那个天上呢，不会有这样的一天，就是我们到天上不会说是早晨从床上起来，我们和主也每一天每天所有的日子都在一起。
Now read verse 18. What's it say?
来读读第十八节，看他讲的什么。
It says, therefore, comfort one another with these words.
所以你们应当用这些话与彼此安慰。
So are the words of verse 17 comforting or are they sorrowful?
对那第十七节对你来说是有安慰的呢，还是让你感到痛苦呢？
Well, frankly, they're pretty good words.
坦率说是一种很美的词。
Now, one of the things we considered at the conference was this. Will the church go through the tribulation?
这其中的一个主题我们在那个复活节特会里提到的是教会会经历大灾难吗？
Well, if the church were to go through the tribulation, would you say, those are comforting words. We're sure glad we're going to go through the tribulation.
所以呢，如果是教会必须经过大灾难，你说啊，这个是令我很安慰的词，我非常高兴我们要经历大灾难。你会这么说
？No, there's nothing comforting in that.
如果是那样，对你没有任何的安慰。
But the fact is that we're going to go to heaven. Then there's going to be the tribulation, and the tribulation will be going on in the earth. Where will we be?
所以呢，现在的问题是呢，我们先被提到天上去，然后呢，地下有大灾难。那么地下有大灾难的时候，我们在哪里
？Well, the tribulation is going to be down here. We're going to be up here with the Lord.
所以呢，那个大灾难会在这里，但我们会在上面和主在一起。
Well, frankly, I find that very encouraging.
所以吧，我发现这个呢非常让人鼓舞。
I say hallelujah.
我说 hallelujah.
All right, well, our time is gone, and I'm going to have to leave you this afternoon.
对呢，我们时间也到了，他今天下午呢必须结束了。
Right now, the funeral service for our sister.Eleanor Russell in Victoria is going on. She's just gone to heaven a few weeks ago. And we say hallelujah. And we just rejoice in all she has entered into.
现在的那个姐妹就是 Eleanor, 他的那个就是那葬礼呢，已经在那个维多利亚举行。他现在呢，已经呢，去到天上呢，就跟主在一起了。
So we'll pray now, and then I will leave you, and we'll see you this evening, Lord willing, if you're able to be at prayer meeting, and the Lord will bless us.
今天我现在呢就祷告祷告，然后离开你们，离开你们。如果今天晚上呢祷告会你们能来，那个你祷告会再见，就主的赐福给我们。
Lord, we thank you for the promises in the Bible.
对主，我们要为圣经里的应许献上感恩。
And of all of the promises, Lord, this is one of them that gets us really excited.
所以主啊，所有的那些应许里面，这是其中一个让我们感到极度兴奋的。
The Thessalonians had lots of afflictions, lots of difficulties, but they were looking forward to being with the Lord on that wonderful rapture day.
所以呢，提斯伦家人呢，他们经受了极大的苦难和极度的艰难的时刻，他们在盼望着那一天，就是教会被提的那一天，他们会和主永远在一起。
And so, Lord, we thank you for your promises.
对主啊，我们感谢您的应许。
Now we pray that you'll bless us. Thanks for being with us today. Help us for the rest of the day and cause us, Lord, to rejoice in your goodness tonight, we pray.
所以呢，我们感谢您来跟我们同在，赐福给我们。就是呢，我们也求您呢，在我们后来余下的日子呢，余下的一天呢，求您呢继续的赐福给我们。在今天晚上的那祷告会，也请您赐福给我们。
We ask it all now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求这些所有的一切是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I'm going to run.